This podcast is sponsored by the book, The Concept, A Critical and Honest Look at God and Religion, by Bo Bennett. Challenge your beliefs and explore faith through science and reason. Discover more at godtheconcept.com.
Okay, so we got an interesting request for this deep dive. Someone wants us to take a look at 2 Peter, you know, from the Bible.
Oh, that's a good one. 2 Peter.
But like, through a secular lens,
yeah,
which I think is going to be really interesting.
Yeah, for sure. It's a short book, but man, it's packed.
It is. It's part of the New Testament. And, you know, traditionally it's attributed to Peter.
Yeah.
You know, Peter, one of Jesus's apostles.
Right. Supposedly.
Supposedly. A lot of scholars, they question that.
Yeah, that's a big debate.
Yeah. And they think it was actually written a lot later.
Much later. Yeah. Like 2nd century. Maybe.
Yeah.
If you're talking 2nd century, that's long after Peter would have been around.
Right. So that's a mystery in itself. Like, if Peter didn't write it, who did? And why?
Exactly. What was their agenda?
But even with all that debate, 2 Peter, it's still studied and discussed today. I mean, it's got all these teachings and warnings and even some predictions about the end of the world. So.
Oh, yeah. It gets pretty intense. I mean, it really gives you a glimpse into what these early Christians were thinking about and what they were worried about. Like, false teachings. They're all over 2 Peter.
Yeah, big time.
Like, the author, whoever it was, they were really concerned about people straying from what they saw as, like, the true doctrine.
And they don't hold back.
No, not at all. I mean, some of the language is, well, that's pretty harsh.
It is. Like, calling these false teachers irrational animals doomed for destruction. Like, whoa, okay, strong words.
Right. Makes you think, like, how much of that is, you know, some timeless wisdom and how much is just, like, the social norms of the time.
Yeah, good point. Like, what was considered acceptable back then versus what we're used to now. It really makes you think about how we read and interpret these, like, ancient texts.
Absolutely. We all bring our own baggage, our own perspectives to the table.
Okay, so another big thing in 2 Peter, it's the second coming of Christ.
Mm.
Like, the book really emphasizes that, you know, even though it seems like it's been a while.
It's coming. It's definitely going to happen.
Right.
Which you can understand why that was a big deal for early Christians. I mean, they thought the world was about to end, that Christ was going to return in their lifetime. When it didn't happen right away, well, you can imagine the anxiety.
Right, and to Peter's addressing that head on. But then there's that whole, the world ending in fire thing.
Oh, right? Yeah, the fiery imagery. It's vivid.
But, I mean, that's not really how scientists today think it's going to go down, is it?
Not quite. You're right. There's a disconnect. The book's using this powerful image of fire, which resonated with people then. But scientifically speaking, it's more likely to be, you know, the sun expanding billions of years from now and engulfing the earth.
Dusty.
Right. It just shows you how faith and science, they approach these ultimate questions from very different angles.
Yeah, totally. Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me. Take a Peter. It talks about the scriptures being like divinely inspired by God.
Right. The word of God.
But then you have all these different interpretations and translations of the Bible. So how can it be like a perfect, unchanging message if people are understanding it in all these different ways?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Divine inspiration. I mean, it starts to get tricky when you think about how the Bible's been, you know, translated and reinterpreted and debated for centuries. It's hard to pin down just one fixed meaning.
Right. I mean, even 2 Peter itself, it acknowledges that people can misinterpret scripture, you know, twist it for their own purposes.
Oh, absolutely. There are warnings about that right in the text.
So I guess, like, stepping back and looking at 2 Peter through a secular lens, what do you think are, like, the key takeaways for us today?
Well, I think it gives us this fascinating snapshot of early Christian thought. All those anxieties they had about false teachings, about the second coming, you know, their emphasis on morality, it all paints this really vivid picture. But it also reminds us that, you know, even sacred texts, they're products of their time and their culture. We've got to keep that in mind when we're reading them.
Totally. Makes you think, right? So for everyone listening, what jumps out at you from 2 Peter? What's the most surprising thing or the most thought-provoking? Does it change how you think about the Bible or even just like texts in general? This is just the beginning. So keep exploring, keep asking questions. There's always more to discover.
Always.
Always.